We had a salad, and some of that salad mix that you sent over, salad dressing mix, and boy, we're living pretty good. We were just commenting tonight, we'll eat this nice flavored food, and we'll go home and say, hey, wife, what's the matter with the cooking? It tastes kind of bland around here. But it ain't going to be the cooking that I'm too interested in. It's going to be having someone to lay my head on and weep a little bit and get this nasty feeling out of my system. And thinking how good things are and how good they're going to be, I'd sure like to be home tonight. And this, it started to rain since I started talking to you. And by the way, talking about the electricity going off, can you hear that noise in the background? That's a generator running. That's what's keeping our electricity going, because the city lights power isn't strong enough to keep our, what we call our perimeter lights, some lights we have around the fence, going, and we have to run the generator. And it makes a noise as you hear it, like an airplane running. And it's something when you have to sleep all night with it going. You can't hear anything else that's going on. But that's part of the way the war runs out here, and the way we do things. You ought to see me teaching these kids English over here. As I told you, they're all ages. And most of them, I guess, are in their 20s. But there's men and women and kids. And I go in, and of course today they forgot everything that they learnt the other day, which is understandable. And I say hello to them, and they forget what to say back. And I say a few things, and they don't know what to say. So we got some drill in there. Please stand up, please sit down. And so I start that. Please stand up, and they're supposed to repeat what I say and do the thing. So that, please stand up, sit down, stand up. I keep get them till they all get a little bit exercised, and then get them relaxed, and then I get them to, they get to talking a little better and answering me. And I make a lot of goofy sounds in my throat and with my tongue, and I go tut tut tut. They can't say tuh too good. They say shuh. And so I go tut 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 in my throat, and chuck cuck cuck cuck. They can't say that cuck. And they try it, and they laugh, and so we get relaxed, and then we go ahead with the lesson. But I was kind of tired tonight, and I knock off a little early, I guess. Anyway, we have quite a class, and I'm hoping that do them some good. I don't know how long I'll stay with it. One of the fellas who's teaching the regular English class in the high school is leaving today, and I guess he's got a replacement to take his place, so I'm not going to worry about them. I hope you're not getting too tired of receiving these tapes, because I got about 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 left. Maybe I should write a letter every once in a while and kind of mix this up with tape, but I figure that I can say so much more, and the tape runs for 15 or 20 minutes. It should be much, much more interesting to you than the the letters, and then I guess you could play them back most any time. I've been doing a considerable amount of reading lately. I don't know. Nothing seems to stay in my mind. I just kind of go to bed and get up and go to bed and get up and I read and I wake up in the morning and everything is just rolled into one big mass. Nothing stands out anymore. I'm not really doing anything exciting that makes my life interesting as it was. I'm tied down to a desk. I don't get out as much as I do except to run around a little and look over some of our houses around town. I guess if I were if I would manage things right, I could stir up a lot of trouble, stir up a lot of work. But I'm not that kind of a person for some reason or other. I think I'm kind of born lazy bones. And right now I'd like to take a week off someplace and just sit in the shade of a tree and wet my pole. I wouldn't even care to walk around in the stream. I'd just be happy to sit in the shade of a tree and sleep for a few days. With you by my side, of course. I hope you've heard from all the people you're supposed to, and I hope that you're getting my tapes. I also hope that not too long a time between these, because I know how blue you can get. I didn't get a letter tonight when the mail come in, and I kind of expect them because they've come so regular. And there's no reason, because I just think I got one yesterday. I don't know why I should expect one every day, because I have a wife who's one of the sweetest girls in the world, and she writes nice letters in her pretty handwriting, and she tells me nice things that are kind of peaceful and pleasant, because she don't want to tell me too much of her troubles, because she don't want me to feel too bad for her or worry too much. And I know what she's doing when she's writing me those nice things, and I know that she's thinking of me all the time and that she loves me just as much as I love her. Well, that's a wonderful thing to have something like that in your life, and I think you and I are the most fortunate people in all the world. And so before this tape comes to an end, I want to tell you how much I love you and appreciate everything that you do and have done. And if I don't get time, I'll say right now, goodbye, honey. Here's a big kiss. Take care of yourself. And I'm thinking of you all the time that I should be in. And goodbye now, and much love to you. And remember that the good Lord is watching over both of us, and that he's going to take care of us. We have nothing to worry about. We place ourselves and our fate and our lives in his hands.